This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
AJ Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're going to talk about the Braves coming up here in 15 minutes. We got some questions. Maybe Grant can help us answer some of this stuff because Spencer Strider was terrible last night. Mm. And this has been a trend. He allowed 7 runs, 10 hits, struck out 2 through 3 innings of work. That is not the Spencer Strider that we've become accustomed to. He has been a struggle bus here as of late, specifically in the month of August. And as I said, I think this goes back to the beginning of the year when I was not impressed, Mike, and said, he's not the same. And guys said, give him time, give him time, give him time. Mike, we're at the end of the season. How much more time do we need to say, when Spencer Strider is going to finally look like the guy he did? And now I got to go back 2 seasons ago.
Yeah. Did you have to get the Tommy John surgery? They went for the brace surgery, which is different. Is the recovery time for that going to take you all the way back to a full year? And the expectations for some Braves fans are way too high. We talked about that earlier. I think it's something we did tell you back in the spring. If you're counting on Spencer Strider to bounce back to, you know, 2023 Spencer Strider, I think you're maybe barking up the wrong tree. I don't think he can't get back to it. But I, that's why I was just arguing with Carl, getting a kick out of me, arguing with a guy on Twitter. I said, how does Rick Kranitz is the only guy that can ever be the pitching coach for the Braves? I mean, seriously, how do you not even entertain that question? You know, I know there's a super high fail rate. We're getting to this with Grant, but the fail rate for young pitchers. But what is the average rate of success for a young pitcher coming up through the Braves system? Pretty freaking bad. You know, I would change approaches across the board. But getting back to him, maybe it's going to take a while. I mean, some guys under you said, hey, he should just be a closer. I saw the big article from CJ Nikowski put up big metrics and big numbers that you can take a look at. He's on CJ's Twitter page about the slider accuracy is killing him right now. No control of the slider.
Yeah, and the reason why, and this is long term, it could be as early as next year, but maybe it's 2 or 3 years away, depending on if he's able to bounce back. But I think Strider, with his velocity, has the ability to close and be a really good one. The fact of the matter is right now, it's placement. It's not his velocity. I keep hearing guys, oh, well, he was throwing 99, now he's throwing 97. Guys, if you've ever seen a 97 or 99 mile per hour ball at you, there's really no difference. It is, can I put it where I need to put it? And he's not been able to do that consistently. More on this coming up in less than 10 minutes. Mike, let's talk about our Falcons, because as we prepare for the final preseason game against the Cowboys on Friday, by the way, all of the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, which offensive player do you believe in the most? Which offensive player, know right now,
pick me.
Do you believe in the most?
Pick me.
Who?
Bijan. Bijan Robinson. Believe in him the most. Bijan's most proven. I mean, Drake would be right there behind him, but I think Bijan's a guy that he can make something out of nothing. We've seen him do it. You know, whether it's, you know, catching pass out of the backfield, the open field, this guy just, he makes people miss. He's a stud.
Yeah, and for me, you know, I'm going to say it's Drake, because Drake did what he did with not as talented quarterbacks. And now he's got a really talented one. He had one last year until he didn't. And I think his ability, and I've said this about some of these wide receivers, like either you can just go make plays or you don't. I don't want to hear about the quarterback and how bad he was. I said this, Brock Bowers, go look at his numbers and then go look at his quarterbacks last year. Either you are that dude, and I think Drake has shown he can be that dude, but how much more can he be with a guy like Penix throwing him the ball, Mike, and looking for him as frequently as it seems like he has in camp? One of the things we're talking about as far as the Falcons offense, and we've been discussing different aspects of things all day, But, Mike, everybody seems to be high on Ryan Neuzel. We talked to him. We liked him. We really didn't know a lot about him, guys, last year because he just kind of stepped in there and did his job. And Mike and I said, look, Ryan, we didn't talk about you at all last season.
Which is a good thing to not be saying, man, Neuzel's getting blown up, the holding penalties. I mean, he's a center. You know, you are the captain of that O-line, all the things, you know, all the assignments. I'm calling out this and that before pre-snap, and it's a lot of responsibility. But this is a guy who has grinded and grinded with this team, you know, from practice squad and, you know, undrafted free agent, and then all the way to being a starter and stepping right in to getting himself a nice two-year extension. So we have confidence in him. They've got confidence in the O-line. He's surrounded by two of the best guards in the league.
Yep.
Lindstrom is proven, and right behind him is Bergeron, who's right there.
Yeah, it's funny because when we start talking about players that you believe in, sometimes it could be a guy like Neuzel who is kind of just that unspoken guy. Look, we don't talk about Jake a lot because Jake's just out there, right? The other guy that we probably talk about on the O-line is Lindstrom because he's getting notoriety, right? He's finally, people are recognized. He's a Pro Bowl caliber, all-pro kind of guard, and he's been paid as such. But then there are these guys like Neuzel, Mike, where you know what? Maybe it's a guy like this that snaps the ball every play. He's got to get it to Michael Penix. And is the center of our defense. He cannot get pushed around because if he does, that's when this thing collapses. He's got a big role this season.
Right. And one thing, you know, it's funny. We just mentioned, haven't noticed it. One thing I have noticed, and it did happen in the scrimmage against Tennessee, bad snaps. Got to get the ball up there in Penix's hands.
Low snaps.
Yes. Take it from me, Carla. Now, for all the things I say in the radio, this is one thing I do know about.
All right.
I was a long snapper.
Okay.
Yes, the one thing I did, never got the uniform dirty. But anyway, getting the ball up to the quarterback's hands. Because when Penix has to go down below, you're already off a count get up there, see the field, get your footwork going.
I agree.
He's got to be better at that.
No, you're right. And it's something we didn't discuss. You're right about that. I saw it a couple of times myself. Penix made the adjustment. It ended up not hurting us. But you continuously do that, and it will, and it also throws off, like Mike said, the timing. 404-726-0929. I want you to hear our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, talking about how he feels the first-team offense has had the kind of camp that they've had so far.
It's been a really, really encouraging camp, especially from the ones. Like I said, they're getting a ton of good work, and then the twos just got to keep building and keep stacking to see, who ultimately ends up making this roster. And the practice squad is, as you guys know, I mean, those guys are going to be called upon at some point this season, so those guys are just as important.
You feel like the first team has had a really good camp? Because I do. I feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's been glaringly awful when you see the second team offensive line out there at times, which gives us a lot of pause. I mean, just keeping it real, and you saw that in that first half. Boy, it was tough at times against the Titans on Friday night. That would be one area if you're looking for anything against Dallas. It'll be all the backups trying to make the 53-man roster. How much can these guys assert themselves at tackle, guard that are going to be backing up? Because, knock wood, 16, we kept everybody clean. But there's always injuries. That's why I like Storm Norton. Storm Norton was able to come in as a swing guy and kind of replace, whether it was Caleb McGarry or anybody else. But that's just an area of concern because O-line depth, just like anything else, like pitching, you never have enough.
No, you cannot. On the defensive side, Zach Harrison was asked about Michael Penix. We were just talking about offense today and, again, where we're at heading into this last preseason game, you're not going to see a lot of these guys. Mike and I will get into a little bit later on this hour. Burrow played last night. Jaden Daniels played. We're seeing more and more quarterbacks finish the season up. And a bunch of guys named starters around the NFL. And we'll tell you what the Saints are doing. Stay tuned for that. But here's Zach Harrison, Mike, talking about Penix and what he's seen from Michael Penix so far.
I feel like he's really taking control of the offense and the team. Guys know Mike's out there like, all right, that's Mike. Like, we're going out there. He's going out there to make plays, And I trust him. I think our team trusts him. The tangibles is what they are. Mike's a great quarterback and put the ball anywhere. But, the intangibles, I feel like he's taking the next step on, really being a leader. He's not too outspoken, but when he speaks, people listen.
Right. Leads by example. Gets the job done. You don't play. Hey, man, our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter. Thanks, Mike and Carl. He has an article out today. We were just talking about the secondary. D is of the opinion Falcons appear set to open the season with Xavier Watts next to Jesse Bates at safety. So, you talked about that earlier in the show. But rookie Billy Bowman, according to D, making a late training camp push to unseat D. Alford in that nickel package.
So, Xavier, I think, has earned the opportunity to be the starting safety next to Jesse. Jesse's talked about him in glowing terms as far as like kind of being like him, student of the game, very astute as far as like paying attention to the little things. That's what makes Jesse great. I mean, there's a lot of athletic safeties in the league, Mike, but it's those little things that just make him amazing. Okay, I'm cool with that. you cool with the corners, right? Are you cool with the corners? Because if this is what we're – because, by the way, now you're starting to set up your rotations, right?
Right.
This is what we're talking about. Like, now you're saying, all right, third and long, nickel, dime, whatever. These are the guys that are more likely going to be in there. First down, this is maybe what we're going to look like. And you're starting to figure out some of these rotations.
Right. Clark Phillips has been dealing with an injury, so that hurts him a little bit. Pardon the pun. C.J. Henderson, we picked up. Now, I don't know if he's going to make the team because right now they got him third.
No.
Third string, he's a guy that's been injured too much, even though he was drafted ahead of A.J. Terrell back in the day. So with the corners, you're looking at Lamar Jackson, Natron Brooks. Both guys have had a decent camp from what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
But you just worry about, you know, is Mike Hughes going to be able to, you know, he's 44th according to PFF. Clark Phillips, we like the spirit of the guy, but I don't believe in Clark Phillips anymore.
Okay.
I don't.
Well,
Two undersized.
He's been limited, too. He's been limited, and I don't know how much that's going to hurt him. Was it a hammy, I think it was?
Yeah. I mean, he has been injured. I know the size has always kind of been the knock on him.
I love his fighting spirit.
But the dog in him, I think, really kind of gives him an advantage.
Oh, so are you saying we're just going to go bigger?
Well, I mean, C.J. Henderson just was a body added for depth on a one-year pennies on the dollar. I don't know if we haven't been in camp to see what he's doing.
No.
So according to D-Led, though, they do love what they are getting from some of the younger guys. So Watts, you know, again, he was, tied for the lead in career interceptions at Notre Dame.
He's a stud, man.
And we've talked so much about, what we got from Bowman. We like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
His energy. Bowman offered Mike Ford the main competitors at Nickelback. Clark Phillips has been slowed by this. Now, rib injury was the hammy's a rib injury.
Yeah, because I just knew he had been banged up. And it sucks from the standpoint of it may not give him an opportunity to make this team. Seriously.
Sorry to cut you off. No. I'm just reading D. Led's article. Mike, you got to proofread. I'm just reading it now, D. But C.J. Henderson will play against the Cowboys.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll get a chance to get a look at him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.